Blog Talk Radio. Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Come on, Zion, clap those hands with me. Come on, come on, all God's people. Come on, come on, Mike. Come on, come on, come on. Do them up like this, do them up like this, come on. Here we go, next.
You're worth it. Yes, yes, yes. Hosanna, we praise you. Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. You have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. Joined and hanging out with me, my partner in praise, none other than Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. What's good with you, Van?
Hey, hey, what's good with you, Paul? How you feeling tonight?
Hey, I'm not feeling too bad at all. Not at all.
I hear that. I hear that.
I'm running from it. I'm scared.
Yeah, you sound a little low, Paul. I need you to come close to the mic. You're a little low.
Uh-oh. It might be that. Does that sound any better?
Oh, that's perfect. Much, much better.
Okay. I was trying to use an external speaker, but I guess that wasn't working.
Yeah, that wasn't technical. That's all right.
Well, I'll go back to what works.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know that's right. So, Van, what do you think about tonight's topic, giving them their flowers while they yet live?
Hey, man, I think it's a great topic, you know. We need to do that more. So I definitely, I'm on board, man, giving people their flowers while they're still here. It's a wonderful thing.
These days, I don't know what's going on in your life, but in my circle, there's been so much death. I mean, for the last, I'm going to say 6 weeks, there's been a minimum of three funerals or three homegoing services a week for people that I know.
Man.
And today, there were three more added to the list, just today. I mean, I know we've always been told and we've always known somewhere in our heart of hearts that tomorrow's not promised. But it was still something that was not a reality for us or for me. But
right.
If I don't know it now, something wrong.
I know that's right, my brother.
So I think it's very important that we let folks know that we love them or that we appreciate them or that there's something about them that touched us in a positive way. We need to let them know these things today. Because tomorrow's not promised. Either
agreed.
To them or ourselves. Tonight, that's what we want to do. And just in case you're wondering, folks, you're listening to Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Also sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? All brainstorms of none other than Larry Maddox, a.k.a. Pharrell the Poet, our CEO. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. When you dial that number, if you want to hang out with us and be heard, be sure you press 1 on your phone. So that way we know in the studio that you want to come on live. And like I said,
that's right. There's a lot of y'all here, and a lot of y'all ain't pressed 1 yet, so... I don't know
okay.
What you're waiting for. Christmas? What you waiting on? Christmas?
Van, tell them. I have no problem with throwing people under the bus.
Man, if y'all don't know, you better ask somebody. He will throw you under the bus quick, fast. I mean quick.
All right. See, I see one's being pressed all of a sudden. Yeah. Come on now. And keep it going. Don't make me. Let me behave.
Absolutely.
Let me behave. Because we're handing out flowers. We're handing out kudos. We're handing out thanks and gratitude to those people that have touched our lives and in a positive way. And with that, but before we do any of that, we have a certain way that we absolutely, positively, beyond a shadow of a doubt, must bring in every episode that we share with you. That's in prayer. So my brother Van, partner in praise, would you do us the honor of bringing us in?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Let us go before the throne. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now this evening, Lord God, asking forgiveness, as always, for the sins that we have done and we have committed that you are displeased with. Father God, we lift ourselves up to the altar tonight, Lord God, praying and hoping that you will forgive us for the deeds that we have done that are definitely displeasing to you. Father God, we know that we are not a perfect people, but we aspire to be perfect. But we stumble along the way, Lord. And Father God, I know you desire more from us. Your will is far greater than our will. So, Father God, I ask that you continue bestowing your will upon us so that we can do that is what you have called us to do. A lot of us are sitting down, praying for a miracle instead of being the miracle to someone else so that you can bless us, Lord God. So, Father God, we lift up our children to you, everybody to you, Lord, not just our children, God. Because we can see on a daily basis that the world needs more of your touch. So, Father God, I come on my knees weeping tonight, Lord God, asking for your mercy upon the souls of mankind, which is your creation, Lord God. And, Father God, we know that you don't make mistakes. You created each and every one of us for purpose. But you've also given us free will. And for free will, we thank you, Lord. And we're asking that you allow us to continue touching lives so that they can turn back to you. Father God, we will be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that is due your name. For it's in your Son, Jesus the Christ's name, that we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, man. I was going to say it's a coincidence, but God don't work in coincidences. But you mentioned something to the effect of being the miracle for someone.
Yes.
The pastor spoke about that today in church. You know, so that's confirmation to me. Yes. You know,
oh, wow. Man, he definitely don't mess around. Not at all.
Yes. Oh, man. That's confirmation. You know, that we have to be that miracle. Today, there's so much negativity, so many things that can bring you down and bring sadness and turmoil into your life. But we have to be that shining light of Christ into the lives of others, into our own lives. Because the enemy's not bypassing us just because we called on that name. He's going to continue to try to sneak in. We got to call on that name and be that ray of sunshine to ourselves as well as to others. He gave us all we need. And he gave us the Holy Ghost. He gave us the power. We just call upon that power and believe in that power and wield that power of Christ. The Holy Ghost, there's so much that we can do. We can be miracles in the lives of others. Just got to do it. Like I think it was Joyce Myers who wrote a book saying, just do it. Powerful book, too. But that's what we need to do. So thank you so much for that confirmation, my brother. Thank you, Lord, for using him to bring that confirmation to me.
To God be the glory, not mine, but his.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're not going to keep you long. Oh, Lord, when I hear my pastor say that, I'm not going to keep you long, and that's when I dig in my seat because I know I'm going to be there for a minute. But I don't mean it that way tonight. We're not going to keep you long. We're going to go to the mics. And on the mic is none other than your friend and my friend and your saint and my saint. None other than that brother named Poetic. Also known as Vandal.
Oh, man.
What did you bring for us tonight?
Y'all hear what he just did, man? Y'all hear how he did that? I was waiting for us to open up the mic. No, but
mm-hmm. That was kind of smooth, wasn't it?
That was smooth. this piece is called Growth Potential.
Michael Jorskin.
Thank you. You ever feel like you haven't reached your potential? Always seeking someone else's approval? I mean, waiting on the hourglass of time. I suppose this is why we rhyme. Searching for some kind of untapped energy. But yet, when I speak to clergy, I'm referred to, well, back to the book, that I just don't understand. And yet, I try to read for clarity, but just let the dust collect on it. Because no one is guiding me in the way I should go with it. I know the very voice of God calling me, but I run and hide because of me. My inability to understand, my inadequate spirituality, and how can I know of this divine blessing when I sit around and keep guessing, stressing, cussing? God, if I'm your creation, why do you leave me in suspension? Lifeless in limbo, heartless tempo, there is a light that shines so bright. God, that can't be you, right? Wait, it is you. Heaven blue, you came to check on me. You say you love me. It can't be. I'm not worthy. I'm just too earthly. Break the chains holding your potential locked up. Be free to spread the love of you in the world and let them drink from your blessing cup. It's you. It's you. It's you. In peace.
Growth potential. I like that. Shows that you're still teachable.
Absolutely.
So many people get so full of themselves in certain areas because they've attained a certain level of knowledge that they think that they know it all. And that's when they're in trouble. You have to remain teachable. And I like the way that you ask those questions. Why? Because if you don't ask why, you won't know. You know. And one very, very real thing that you brought up into that piece right there that I appreciate, man, is when you asked some things and they referred you back to the book. That can be a dangerous thing if you don't go back with them to show them. Some people are babes in this, and they might not know where to look. So can you just tell them, oh, the answers are in the Bible, and leave them alone? That's not helping.
Definitely not
helping.
You have
to be willing to go with them, to show them and guide them until they learn some of the things that we've learned. Because some of us may have graduated from milk to semi-solids. Don't get so full of yourself that you can't reach back to help somebody that's still on milk.
That's right.
I like that. The importance of that growth potential. Man, that's an awesome piece. I appreciate that, really.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that. To God be the glory. Not for me.
Amen.
Not for
me. Amen. So y'all heard that. Growth potential. Don't be too comfortable with what you've attained. Remain teachable so that you can grow even more.
Yes, sir.
That piece.
Yes, sir.
A.K.A. Poe.
My brother.
Those are the only answers we're going to give to him tonight.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. But my brother, we are not going to just let me be out here by myself. We need to know what you got for the saints.
Okay. Well, I kind of took liberty, if you want to call it that, in this piece. Because tonight we're giving them their flowers while they yet live. I chose to give my flowers tonight while I yet live. And this piece is called Show Me.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I just heard a challenge from on high today. A challenge that surpasses all the lip service, surpasses all the shouting on Sundays in service, all the prayers and testimonies ever told. Because none of that is a real reality unless those things are shown. We, or should I say I have reached a place from which I should have never strayed. That place of obedience and of being the Bible the way it was before the Bible was ever written. A time when your yeas were yeas and your nays were nays. Back when God was evidenced in our life 24/7 and not just on Sundays. When my or our worship was real and heartfelt and soul expressed, not just the latest episode of your Sunday praise. The gauntlet has been dropped. And the challenge has been accepted. Satan, you are being resolutely rejected. In Christ. Christ Jesus, I am perfected. I am giving him his flowers while I yet live. I want to be sure that he is aware that he is now and forevermore my Lord. And I vow to show you this, much to the dismay of the prince of the air. And frankly, Satan, I really don't care. And that's at peace.
My brother. You put Satan on notice with this piece, bro. Okay.
Hey. Okay. You heard me? I mean,
we hear you, brother. We hear you loud and clear, man. But guess what, though? Satan hear you, too.
That's right.
And if I know Satan the way I know Satan, this brother is going to come through and test every single word you just said. Because that's what he do.
Yeah.
That's what he do.
Yeah.
But he just don't know no better. So he just don't know no better. Yeah. He just don't know no better.
He gonna learn today.
But he gonna learn today.
Okay. As God told me, he don't want the lip service no more, because we can praise him till the cows come home. Sunday we can shout to the moon, do a holy dance, do all of that. But it don't mean nothing if it's not incorporated into your life, if you're not showing those words to be true. That's why the lip service is done and over with. Now we got to show. This is show and tell.
Tell them, bro. Y'all hear this?
Okay. And I picked up that gauntlet. And I need y'all to hold me accountable.
We got you, bro.
Amen. Because that's all part of being a family. You know, when the shoulder itches, the hand reaches back and scratches it. Because you know, we're family. We're all part of that same body. We help each other. We nourish each other when we need. So I'm calling out to my family, the body of Christ, to help me in this. And that's how we all grow together. That's showing my growth potential, man.
Yes, sir.
I don't know it all.
You better say it, man.
We in this together. I can't
tell
think of a
end.
Better place to be. Amen. And this ain't Chucky saying that. This ain't Chucky.
Oh, y'all caught that, huh?
Yeah.
No,
yes,
Chucky,
sir.
No.
Okay, Chucky, your bride and your offspring. The answer is N-O.
N-O, brother. N-O.
You know what, man? We need platforms like this because I saw something today that just shook my nerves. I was riding through Morrisville, Pennsylvania, and I know the show is a little shop. It's a quaint. I said this to Dave. Got on me about using the word quaint, but it's a quaint little town, you know. I saw big as day right along the main strip, a store, new store, Witch Shop and Healing Center, WITCH.
What?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I know that they exist, but they've normally been, you know, kept quiet, you know, little secret stores where you go to get your supply. This was in broad day, night, big and bold as you can please. Witch Shop.
Wow.
Healing Center. And as you know, we have got to get on our job. We cannot relax, get complacent in our walk. The enemy is not. This is obvious. This is an obvious point on how we may be lacking. Because it was a time when those types of things would never be allowed. But Satan has his things being advertised broad daylight.
Wow.
You got to get on our job. You got to get on our job. I'm going to take a picture of that thing and post it. I'm going back over there tomorrow just to get a picture of that stock, that store. Dave's talking about, you should have went in. No, I shouldn't. I don't want no parts of that. If I went in there, I'd have went in there splashing holy oil all over the place, and they'd have threw me out and called the cops. And in this society, right, the cops would probably arrested me for vandalism.
Yeah, we don't need you. We don't need you in the law's hands, brother. I'm sure
right.
there are many
so
that
I'm
agree
not going
with
in.
Me. just you know. Yeah, don't go in there.
I'll tap from the outside.
Frank. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my heavens. So Van, what say you that we get things started up in here and open the first mic?
Oh man, I'm ready. I'm ready. Who we got? Who we got first? Ooh,
and I know you're
going
to enjoy this, brother. This is somebody that's no stranger to you, to me, or to Epiphany. And this is none other than C-34 Music. What's going on, my brother? Glad you can make it tonight.
Mr. Divine Inspiration and Mr. Poetic, praise the God, praise the Lord up above, and I thank you for
Amen.
Having me. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, man.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for coming tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, with
you're
the new
very
work schedule,
welcome.
It's difficult. It's difficult with this new work schedule, but I am grateful and thanking God that you were able to come through tonight because you always have something for us, something to touch on our growth potentials, make us think, make us grow from. I appreciate you coming through.
Thank you. You're doing all right, Divine Inspiration. I just need to know, Brother Paul.
Yes, sir. I am doing fantastic today.
Okay, good.
In the midst of the storm, nope. I am doing fantastic. I'm not giving the enemy my joy anymore.
Nope, don't do it.
He can't have it, brother.
He
can't,
take it. He can only get it when I give it to him, and I'm not doing that no more. I'm done.
See, you're teaching lessons right now. That's good. We need that.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's what we're all here for.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So
I'm sitting in the front row of the school. Look, I'm sitting in the front row of the classroom with my hands folded, my feet planted firmly on the ground, looking up at the teacher to hear what saith thee, C-34. What you waiting for?
Okay. You talked about giving out flowers to people.
Mm-hmm.
This might be a flip on it, but, you know, I'm giving props to some people. So this piece is called Calling Casey Kasem. And for those who are younger, that's the voice of Shaggy and Scooby-Doo.
Tell them, man. Tell the youngins, man. Tell the youngins.
Yeah.
Look, he already started off teaching.
Yeah, so
already.
If you don't know, Google it, YouTube it, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mike is yours, King.
Thank you. I don't want any flowers. Don't put me in a suit. Bury me face down in a pine box, and you best not spend all that money on a funeral. But this piece isn't about me. It's about you. Those who allowed me to combine musical thoughts with the words and rhymes that purposely moved me into creativity and a zealous passion. So this is my long-distance dedication. I embrace my inner rebel genius within the storm as I rest peacefully the king in me expressed through my cadence. I present the black pearls that were never negative. I have an automatic, charismatic flow that wakes up when I go. Take a bite of sugar cane and call a spade, not realizing I missed being a VIP in the game. In basketball, when I shoot the J, it robs your attention from your elder. X marks the spot, and I'm sincere when I wax poetic to all the angel queens with pretty wings. I bring the strategy. Yes, I'm being subliminal, even to my mama, and that's all Deji. My verbal mind dance ashes shows natural immunity. For real, though, I'm using divine inspiration to salute you truly through the rain, essentially, even if it's a murder she wrote. I still consider her a classy poet, and I won't miss the metaphors in us. Let me stand as the man who celebrates God being glorious. I thank you for making them a part of my storyboard. They won't be ranked among America's top 40, but when the season's over, at least they'll know I've shown them love. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lays down his life for his friends. John 15:13, KJV, CW34 Music in the Stereo. Peace.
Mm-hmm. Man,
wow.
He said he was calling out a few people, didn't he?
He did. He most definitely did.
If y'all didn't hear it, he called out a mouthful with that one. Yes, wow. Face down
those
in
the
time
box. I'm giving.
I'm with you, though. I'm with you on that, though, C-Dub. All that money spent on funerals and you know, the elaborate coffins and all of that for a shell.
Exactly.
We're not doing that for that loved one. That loved one is no longer there. Why spend thousands and thousands of dollars for a shell?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's another
I'm sleeping in peace right here. You know, I'm sleeping in peace. Why in the world am I worried about the coffin, the y'all dressing me in a suit and all that stuff? Why am I worried about that? I'm sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I hate to even go this way with that. But right now, you know, like during the wars, there's certain enterprises that just get rich off of the war.
Yep.
Right now with the COVID that's going on and whatever else is going on that is calling people home so rapidly, these funeral homes are making a mint. The funeral I had to go to Friday, that person passed 2 weeks ago, but it took that long before they could have the time to do a funeral because they're so backed up. We had to make an appointment to even come in to get a date. Because they're so backed up. Can I make it money?
Yep.
Lots and lots of it. Off the back of death. I understand somebody's got to do it, but yeah, I'm with you. Give me that little pine box and just I want to get burned up. So just do the ashes. You don't even have to do the pine box.
Yeah.
Throw them over the weeds.
Throw them over
a forest. Throw them in the ocean. Keep them if you want. Mm-hmm. Do what you want. I don't care. It's not me. I'm not there. None of that concerns me anymore because I got so much, 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 much more beautiful to fill my life with. Worrying about the ashes of something. The ashes of my past.
Yeah,
I'm like, I got stuff to do. You know, God's going to decide whether it's heaven or hell. That God's going to decide that.
That's true.
And if he decides heaven, which that's where I'm hoping, and paradise, which is what I'm hoping, I got work to do.
Okay.
And people think it's going to be all fun. It's work. But it's going to be pleasant. It's going to be great. That's what this is about. That's what this journey, the purpose, that's what this is all about. So when I did this poem, which I just finished writing, I wanted to show my love to all these poets that I've had time talking, collaborating, the whole ball of wax. Just wanted to show my love to each and every one of them.
Amen,
brother.
I think I heard a reference to both of us in there, along with like Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, Murder, She Wrote, Metaphoria, Stand the Man,
Metaphoria,
for real. Yeah,
Automatic. You came through, man. You came through.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
God be the glory. And, you know, I thank God that he allowed each of those names that you mentioned to use the gift that he gave us to touch you in some way. That's a humbling thing.
It is.
I thank him.
Awesome, bro. Absolutely.
Well, I thank you both. And I'm going to let y'all go on with the show. One love, one mic to all of you.
One love, one mic.
One love.
To you too.
God bless you, brother.
Yes.
He definitely mentioned a mouthful of awesome talent. I must admit, though.
Indeed, he did, Paul.
That I was included in there, you know, because I look at some of them as, you know, some awesome scribes. So I thank God that he actually included me in that.
Yeah, it was an honor to be included in that.
Absolutely. And speaking of awesome scribes, you know, this next caller is a brother that finds no shortage of words. He finds no shortage of inspiration, of inspiring and of teaching. So I'm not going to keep praising him. I'm just going to bring him on. Let him speak for himself. We have none other than Brother O in the house.
Hey, guys.
Hey, brother.
Doing
great, brother. How about yourself?
What's going on, my brother?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, y'all. And that was a beautiful poem that CW34 did. And I feel it's important to give the people the flowers while they're alive, because my dear brothers, I put it like this. Be thankful for the people who you got today, because tomorrow is not guaranteed to anybody.
That's right.
Thank God for the people that in your life, because tomorrow is not promised to nobody.
Yes, sir.
And the poem I'm going to speak about is kind of like my adjustment to being a single man again, because the death of my queen 3 weeks ago. She passed away suddenly, but I remember the last time we talked to each other, I told her how much I loved her. She said, "I love you even more, brother O." That was the last time I got to talk to her. And I'm still dealing with it, and you know, I just appreciate you guys speaking on this topic, because give people their flowers while they're alive, like a brother C34 just did, you know, and thank God for that brother. I'm thankful for him too, because he comes on my show, comes on Voices Behind the Pen every Monday night, and that brother's a gem, man.
Yes, sir.
I just appreciate him for his talents and that. And
yes.
If he's listening, if he comes on tomorrow night, I want to hear that poem, just what he did tonight.
Awesome.
Amen, brother.
But, I saw something that you had posted, I guess today, that kind of made me smile. You said that you're single and you're back in the market again, but you said that your concentration was on getting back into your poetry, getting back out there on the stage, sharing the word of God through your poetry, and I thought that was just fantastic.
That is fantastic. So,
I'm on the market again. I'm looking for a replacement for my queen. You said I'm on the market again, and now I got to focus on spreading the word of God. That was awesome. It put a smile on my face. I appreciate you for posting that.
Hey, I appreciate it, Paul, because, you know, my focus has changed now. So I have to calibrate my focus on prior to you saw the point that I did it tonight. I did it the last week, and I feel it's important to, you know, I'm gonna miss my queen, but I have to be able to be about the business of our Father, man.
Absolutely.
That's all about.
Absolutely.
Like David was until, the prophet Samuel called him to be a king. David was about his father's business. Before Samuel anointed David to be the future king of Israel. Now,
amen, brother.
Amen. Brother, what did you bring for us tonight?
This is called, I'm gradually adjusting being back on the single market.
I'm glad to what? Be adjusting?
I'm gradually adjusting to being back on the single market.
The mic is yours, King.
2 weeks ago, tomorrow, my queen, Simone Renee Christmas, made a transition into heaven. A loss is very painful for me to cope with at times because it was a sudden death that I didn't get an opportunity to say goodbye to her in person. I live single queens right now managing to adjust back to being eligible bachelor once again while I'm focused on my upcoming heart transplant. My top priorities are recovering physically and psychologically and getting back into having a deeper relationship with God, and I need several months to heal my wounds. In other words, brothers and sisters, I'm on a journey of rediscovery and healing. Now, here's the awesome news that you will love to hear. Yours truly is officially back on the single market. And I'm actively searching for women who are interested in companionship and friendship right now. You have to get a clear understanding that it will be at least a year before I get involved in another relationship because I invested 18 months of my life in cultivating my relationship with Simone. And as a result of her death, I'm starting from scratch and picking up the pieces of my shattered heart again. The roughest days for me, that same will try to test me personally. February 14th, Valentine's Day, March 9th, my birthday, May 30th, the second anniversary of our first date, every major holiday, and especially September 21st, which was her birthday. Those days are going to be a test in dealing with my feelings of sadness and grief. My dear single sisters, to be honest with you, I'm not mentally ready to start dating anybody right now in my vulnerable state because Simone's death is still etching my memory and I'm taking necessary time for me to readjust being single again. Thank God I'm currently in grief, receiving grief counseling and participating in an art therapy program here at the hospital. Once I fully recover from my heart transplant, get official clearance to drive again, I'm shifting all of my energy and focus to improving the quality of my life and being more self-sustainable. Focused on getting back out here on live poetry session events and spreading my spoken word ministry and focusing on reestablishing a good, true relationship with God. And putting in a concentrated effort to reconnect with my true friends, my close relatives, and expanding my social activities to meet new people who are just like me. My dear single sisters, eventually in due time and season, I'll be going out on dates again within a matter of time, a month. I'm doing what I did last time before I met Simone, going back to the basics of dating the 21st century. My primary focus and objectives are building and establishing a strong friendship that has potential to go into a flourishing relationship according to the... As several of you that I've been observing closely while I'm still in the hospital, I've reached out to you personally, who meet or exceed all of my qualifications and standards under careful consideration to become my future queen. But if you want me to be your king, you have to bring those qualifications and standards that I'm looking for to the table besides your physical appearance, my sisters. I'll be doing that by conducting interviews and those background checks on you. Eventually, the woman who God chooses for me will be worthy of the unique opportunity and experience and authentic and true love that clearly emphasizes that you are treated with respect, honesty, loyalty, and royalty. And yours truly, Brother Otis of America, Professor of Poetry. That's at peace.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, brother.
So, as always, you give a lot of food for thought in your pieces. And I appreciate you for that because, like you were saying about another show that challenges your thought process. That's what your pieces do.
Right.
They challenge my thought process to elevate myself and to become better. So I appreciate you for your challenges, my brother. You have no idea how much of my work at times is because of something that you, a thought process that you birthed, that you perceived, you planted in the back of my head. So keep on going.
Right.
Keep on stopping. Keep on what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing, brother.
Despite
how
man,
you got something for that?
Yeah, I do. another good piece, Brother O. Ladies, you heard the man. He's on the market, but he's not ready for at least a year because he cultivated that relationship for 18 months. But he's definitely on the market. But you got to be willing to serve the Lord. You know, he's not interested in your physical attributes. Brother O, I feel you, my brother. I feel you.
Right.
Make your request known to God. Ain't that what the words say? That's what the words say. Make your request known. You know, otherwise, God knows, but he want you to be honest and open with him about your own wants and desires. It's okay. It is okay.
Yeah.
You know, God designed man and woman, you know, and he wants us to be together. So brother, I appreciate your transparency and your perspective regarding the desires of your heart as you just openly conveyed them to God for everyone. Dope ink, bro.
Right.
Dope ink.
Hey, thank you, guys. Sometimes you have to be specific. God wants to, if you want something, God is interested in specific. You just can't pray, I want a good man or a good woman. You have to put it out there. Just sit down and have a conversation. Hey, God, listen. This is the type of woman I want. This is the type of man that I want. Everybody has to come to that point in their life that this is what I want, and I'm willing to wait for it.
That's right. When we wait, we get what we deserve.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah. Because everybody deserves somebody special.
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, guys.
God's somebody special for each of us.
Absolutely, my brother.
I want you to know we're continually praying. Okay, yeah, we're continually praying for you and can't wait for the surgeries and all that to be through to see what you really going to do when you're 100%. Because you already smoked.
Yeah.
We're going to send you to the praise now, my brother. And
all right,
hang around and continue listening to the rest of the show. God bless you, my brother. One love, one mic.
Same here, brothers. Thank you.
Yeah. Take my hats off to that brother because in the midst of all that he's going through, he's faithful. He is faithful.
He is faithful. That's for sure.
So let me see. We are at 10 o'clock. So if you're listening in at the chat rooms or online, you have 1 hour to call into the program or you will not be allowed to continue into overtime with us should we go that far. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in to the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. CEO, none other than author Larry Mannox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. And we're going to keep things moving right along and bring on the next caller. And I'm not even going to introduce her because I'm sure as soon as she opens her mouth, everybody's going to know who she is. Good evening, Queen. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory.
Good evening, Kings.
Good evening, Amelia.
See, I told you would know who it was immediately.
I swear it sounds like y'all in an auditorium. And one of my favorite authors is here in Houston. At Lakewood Church, Joyce Myers. And if I wasn't stuck behind these four walls, I would have went to see her today. And it so sounds like you guys is over there or something.
Oh, we done hit the big times, man.
Yeah, that's a poet's imagination, you know. We can work all kinds of magic with our imagination.
We sure can. We sure can.
So I did bring y'all a fresh piece. It's called Give Me Flowers Now.
Not now, but right now?
Right now.
Right now. You know, that's how they do say it here, in this, right now.
<That's>
Yes, exactly.
All right. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, with some more fresh ink from Amelia T. Davis. The mic is yours, Queen.
Far too often, we don't express our love and appreciation for folks while they are with us. In the Bible, we find in Psalms 90:12, so teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. And James 4:14, yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Life concerns, issues that we face daily tend to get in the way. We grow accustomed to our families, friends, and mates, instead of telling them just how much we love them, appreciate them, value them, what inspiration they have brought into our lives. Yet, at a funeral, we will go on and on about how the dearly departed did for us and others, how much we love them, what a wonderful person they were, yet we fail constantly to do all that while they are still with us. I had a good friend that I made sure to write a tribute piece about while she was still alive and could see my comments and others as well. To fully heal how she brought so much positivity into our lives. I also, for the first and only time in my life, sent flowers to her, a woman. They arrived on a day that she was not doing well and brought into her life some joy. She was my best friend at the time, and no sexuality in our relationship, just two survivors brought together through poetry. She taught me much during her last year, that she was alive. We had many video conversations. We must give the people that mean the most to us their awards, their flowers, their ovations now while we still can, and so that they know their value and worth now. It's way too late at their funeral to speak on their greatness, their accomplishments, their wonderful nature, their loving ways, their value to us and society. Right now is the time to call them, text them, write them, visit them, give them a hug, a kiss. Tell them just how much they mean to you. Tell them how much you love them. Tell them how much they have inspired you. Don't wait to express what is in your heart, thoughts, and dreams. Tell them now. Step up and express your love and devotion now. When I die, my soul will move on to the heavenly realm. Tell me now that you care about me. Show me that I'm important to you now. Send, bring me flowers now. Call me now. Hug me now. If I've inspired you, if I've been a valuable love in your life, tell me now. Show me now. Don't wait until you're at my funeral services to express yourself. Do it now. Do it for everyone that has impacted your life in a positive way now. Don't wait. In closing, what else the Bible has to say on this subject? Peter 4:8. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. And 1 Peter 3:7. In the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Show love and appreciation now. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
Awesome. Peace, Amelia. Give me my flowers right now. You know, I think the point that was made throughout that piece that stood out the most to me was the futility in giving accolades at a funeral.
Exactly. There was a pastor some time back that was connected to, and a person passed away that was part of our church, an elderly lady. And her family, you know, she was saved, but her family really wasn't, and was discussing the whole thing with the pastor, and he said, funerals aren't for the person who passed away. The funeral is for the family, because that's a wake-up call to them. Your departed family member has gone on. They were secure in the knowledge that they were saved, but are you? Have you been saved? Have you come to answer Jesus' call to ensure that when your day comes, that you will be in a position where you will step into the heavenly realm as a beloved member of the holy family? Or will you be going somewhere south?
Yeah.
And we need to make those decisions now. And so when folks have funerals, that's the wake-up call. As this particular
heed to that wake-up call. Bam, what did you have for that piece?
I mean, I listened, and right now.
Right now. I know
right
story.
Now. It's clear. I mean, she did have some valid points. Especially if someone has impacted your life, you know? It's okay to say, I appreciate you. Thank you. You know, I say on all of the shows that I host, you know, if you know Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and you call his network, you call his shows, and you enjoy the network, you enjoy his shows, just pop him in his inbox and just say thank you.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
That's the equivalent of giving flowers as well. Letting you know that you appreciate someone. And it's okay, you know. But some people just feel like that, just like when you go to church. You know, you got those people that come to church and they just sit there, get the word, and then leave Sunday after Sunday. You know, may pay their tithes, but they don't feel like that they need to be an active contributor in kingdom business. But you do. You have a gift. God has given you a gift. And in this case, right now, just say thank you. That's all I got.
I do this.
I love and appreciate both of you. And for real, you know, all of y'all, I really care about deeply. And y'all have all impacted my life. And I really do love y'all, and I really do appreciate y'all and giving me great advice over the years, and held my hand through the airwaves. And honestly, y'all do make a difference in my life. You really do.
God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen.
We have to be about our Father's business, as our
exactly
eyes, all of our callers, you know. We're about our Father's business.
Yes.
And with that, nothing else needs to be said. I truly believe that accolades are due people, but sometimes there's no need to give an accolade because they're doing just what they're supposed to do. You know, if you're a parent, you're supposed to take care of your children. So you shouldn't get a pat on the back for doing what you're supposed to do. As children of the living God, we're supposed to avail ourselves to others. We're supposed to help others through their turmoils. This is what we're supposed to do. It shouldn't be so rare an occurrence that it calls for accolades. You know, but that's the world in which we live. But I appreciate
but it
the
is
words,
nice.
Amelia.
it is nice to get a pat on the back. You know, for example, your wife cleans the house every weekend, and it's just part of living, you know, that's her job, or y'all share it. But the point is, sometimes it's nice for somebody to say, hey, yeah, you're supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be cleaning the house or taking care of your child, but, hey, that was special
nice
to me. It makes me feel good when you clean the house for me. You know, so sometimes those small accolades go a long way as well, you know.
I hear you.
Let me get off this mic. One love, one mic, y'all. God bless you. Thank you so much, all of you, for
God
being in my life
love,
and
mic.
On this platform and doing what you do every week.
Amen.
Thank you.
One love, one mic. God bless you, Mary.
Thank you.
Yeah. Amen. Now that I got
I don't know. Now that you got to meet right.
I'm going to jokingly say something. You heard me say jokingly. Say something. But I'm going to do is I'm going to come home with my muddy boots and throw my feet up on a coffee table and cross my feet and expect her to come take my shoes off and bring me my dinner. That's what I appreciate. Let me stop.
No, but listen, it's funny you say that because I was getting ready to go there too. She thought about clean the house for me to show that you show your appreciation, right? First of all, if I work and you work, and you want me to clean the house, that ain't fitting to happen. I'm fitting to hire somebody to clean the house.
Okay, look, we got two incomes. We can do this.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I'm going to hire somebody to do it. Now, if we're doing our equal share, okay, great. But if you just want me to do it and I work and you work, oh, no, ma'am, I'm going to call Molly Mays. I'm calling somebody.
I know that's right. But, you know, if she's home all day and I'm out working, then, yes, I would expect her to do those things. Yeah.
Right.
But she's right. Occasionally, you just let them know that you do recognize their efforts, because that is a job, for real. All jokes aside.
Absolutely. It is definitely a job. I mean,
stay home.
Sure.
That, when you do it right, it is a J-O-B, trust and believe. And, you
it
know,
is.
But that goes both ways. You know, our mates need to tell us, you know, baby, I appreciate you going out here busting your butt all the time and put a roof over our heads. And you know, it goes both ways. And I agree with you, Amelia. Those small accolades do go a long way. It just shows that you appreciate
Absolutely.
That you're noticed,
Absolutely.
That you're recognized.
And ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number, if you're listening online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. So,
this is Paul.
No,
let the church say amen.
There we go.
La da da la 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 la.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio.
Oh, well, excuse me.
On the For Real Entertainment Network.
Oh, well, he sound like he come from England or something. I don't know. La, 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 da, 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 la, la, da, 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 la, 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 la. Epiphany Radio.
All right, Paul, who we got next on the mic?
Coming up next on this, the microphone is one of Epiphany's very own. We have none other than Miss VIP, half of the dynamic.
Hello.
Hello, Adrian. How are you, Queen?
I'm good. I'm here. Thank goodness. How
well,
are you?
We're glad you're here.
Glad
you're
here.
Always glad.
Oh, thank you.
So what's going on with you?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I'm hanging in there. I'm just trying to recuperate. Do my back out. But now, I'm much better now, thank God.
Okay, thank God.
Best to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Your back was up, but that means you had to stand still for a minute, huh?
Oh, my goodness. A minute? That's like more like a couple of days.
Oh, okay. It was hard to do, wasn't it?
Not too hard, but I had my granddaughter with me, so it was a little difficult, I must admit. So anyway, I ain't going to keep you guys. I got an old one. Had to dig up the archives for this.
That's okay. Look, Dan, have we not realized that some of them old ones is still prevalent, still fine?
Yes, they are. Mine tonight was from the archives. Mine tonight was from 2019. Okay. Care what you talking about?
Oh, see, okay. There you go.
Right.
There you go. Okay. What is VIP? What do you have for us tonight from the archives?
This is called The Lifting.
The Lifting?
Mm-hmm.
The mic is yours, Queen.
I had to heal. It was hard to deal with the overwhelming pain. Then it had the nerve to rain. I may not know his ways, but I had to walk away from what brought me pain. Because of free will, I brought on needless strain. And God watched. He watched until I can do no more. I hit the floor with all my tears and fears. I was brokenhearted. And he came to me. He said, come take a walk with me. He showed me where I went wrong, why I was down so long. He showed me where I could go if my anxiety tamped down and just went with the flow. I paid attention to what he said. My head hurt often. I thought attention. But since I didn't know it all, I said nothing. I dared not mention on how I thought he was right. But I was always worried about everyone but me, and he knew because he was omniscient. He was with me constantly, omnipresent, able to deliver me and all I love, omnipotent. So I lay prone before him. He waited until I let go and let his love flow, and I was lifted. His grace and mercy he gifted. When I was ready, I stood up. Spirit lifted me. Overflowing was my cup. He is so good. I can tell everyone that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ, the only one. And that's that peace.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Bringing back that fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what caught me out of that whole piece was... When you really surrendered and you said you hit the floor.
Uh-huh.
Can you? You said, come take a walk with me. You know, the visuals that I got from that was just like, wow. He's coming, holding his hand up, lifting me up, showing me where, like you said, showing me where I went wrong, guiding me. Thank you for that. That visual right there alone was enough to give me strength to keep going. That piece, it needed to have been brought back. Excuse me. Awesome.
Praise
right.
God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Who'd you have for that, man? I know you enjoyed that one.
Oh man, I definitely enjoyed this. She's talking about oldie but goodie, but it sounds so good and so refreshing, you know, when you're talking about the Lord, you know. Let me just give you a good example. The Bible was written well over almost 2,000-3,000 years ago, and guess what? That word's still good to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you ever think
mm-hmm.
that the oldie but goodie piece is you know. You know, it's not right. It's just old. No, ma'am. It's perfect. It's just perfect. So I thank you for sharing that piece with us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, just in case you thought you were going to get away, you're not. what is it that you have going on in the Epiphany world?
Well, this Wednesday night, La Pearl, La Negra, and I are in the Love Zone, and the topic is up for discussion, but as well as everybody knows, we always have a good time. We always do. And then on alternating Fridays, I have a special. Yes. Yes. And, yes, as I said, every alternate Friday is Express Your Vibe. Just come in, just chill. It's open mic. Just express what you want to say or what you want to spit. And that's it.
Okay. Another one of those busy, busy Epiphany people. We appreciate you sharing your time for all those platforms. And we definitely appreciate you coming through tonight, Queens.
We're
going to send you over to the Praise Lounge and hope you hang out with us and listen to the rest of the platform.
Yep. God bless you both.
God bless you as well.
One love, one mic. God bless you.
One mic.
You come on, man. She come on here talking about, well, I pulled something out from the archives, like she was doing a disservice or something.
I know,
that
right?
Right there? Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So, I don't know. Let me see. Should we bring on this next caller?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a good answer, because if you had said anything else, I was going to tell Mama Ola Daisy that you were saying, no, don't bring her on. And I'd have threw you right up under the bus to tell me I couldn't bring my mama on.
Yep, it's Mama Ola Daisy and Maggie on the phone.
How are you doing? How's everyone doing?
Maggie is my dear friend that I found on Facebook as another beater, and we became friends and found out that she was also a poet.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
So, and she's one of the nicest people I've ever met, and I haven't even met her in person yet, but she just sticks with me on these poetry shows and intimate conversations, and she's just become a really dear friend.
Yeah.
So today I asked her to edit something for me. When I was in the hospital with COVID and double pneumonia, basically, I wasn't worried about so much as dying as I was worried about dying during the epidemic and a purge where all my friends were dying and other people were dying and every day people were just dying. And I just wanted my death to be special. Not just going like Katrina floating or
not just
coronavirus every day. Yeah, you know, I just didn't want to go like that. I felt so insecure, and so I wrote a poem about it. And she got a whole different meaning from the poem. But what she did with it was to secure me and my time on earth, to let me know that my time on earth was worth. So I'm going to let her go first.
And before you do that, what is her name again, Mama O?
Maggie.
Hi, my name is Maggie, and I'm glad to be on the show.
Glad to have you.
Well, thank you. Thank
you. Welcome.
I'm, you know, I'm always inspired by Mama Ola Daisy, and, you know, I'm looking at what I wrote here, and it kind of got screwed up when I copied it over, so... Mama, if you wouldn't mind going first, mine has kind of gotten garbled here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Thank you.
What is the title of
mine? Okay. The title of mine is called Just Float. And it's basically, I'm speaking about all these different things that's going on since the coronavirus and the vaccinations. It just seems like every day, like today, people were chopping off their children's heads. It was like coming across my phone that this parents chopped off their children's heads, and these little tiny kids being left in the house, the skeletons dead, and people just killing their parents. There's just so much stuff going on. I'm like, I just have a feeling that something's not right with this coronavirus. It just makes people crazy or something. So anyway, the name of this piece is called Just Float. And as you all know, I'm a survivor of coronavirus and double pneumonia. So I got it at the age when people, they get it, my age, are not supposed to continue living. So I'm going to go ahead and read what I wrote. It's called Just Float. Death. Suicide. Depression and killing. The mark of the beast is stamped upon the nation, whether wealthy or indigent. It seems that death be the popular choice. Parents killing children and children killing parents. Rich people jumping out of windows. Suicide for the rich or the poor. It is because life seems unbearable and hope seems impossible. Do those who know how to suffer survive the bitter cold and intense heat better? Do we who contemplate thriving remain alive because of faithfulness? Money and fame is no longer a reason to tough it out. Those who survive pray with fervor. I have done nothing more than trust in the Lord. Not because I am a saint. Lord knows a saint I ain't. Truth be told, I cling to his unchanging hand. Truth be told, I have no choice, so I let go and let God. Meaning my will is frail, and I have come to believe that I am powerless over my circumstance. I stand in need of prayer. And I thank God for the friends that pray for me. And I thank God for the friends that won't steal or kill or hurt me. I will defend my right to live so, as God so did intend. On his fidelity, I depend. He is my beginning and my end. I see the changes since the virus has landed on our planet. They landed with a plan to contaminate, to exterminate, as to eliminate. And I prayed aloud, God, I don't want to die with the crowd. Lost in the sauce, as my earthly father used to say whenever people went astray. I don't want to be lost in the sauce. I don't want to be a number with no name. So he has spared me from my untimely death of shame. I prayed for the dignity of dying alone, to close my eyes and steal away quietly with dignity. Hopefully those who remain shall remember me, and they shall know that God truly loved and saved me from drowning in that vicious sea. And he has written on me as his blackboard. God used me to pass his messages on, grateful that he used such a rebellious child as I. Glad I did not comply, glad that I did comply, did not resist. I insisted to call his name. Yes, he came when I called his precious name. And when my vote was overturned, I trusted God. I need not gloat. Instinctively, I stopped struggling, and suddenly, I began to float.
That's a piece.
Wow. Testimonial, pal.
Maggie.
Great. Oh, look at that there piece. I like that.
Okay.
Mama. I really like that.
I
really
wait
like
to see
that.
What Maggie has to follow up with that to just, oh my God. So, man, let's hold our comments and let Maggie bring that second piece.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. All right.
Awesome.
Okay. You want me to go?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Yes.
Okay.
What's
all
the
right.
name of your piece?
So, it is tribute to Mama Ola Deji. So I like to write about her. Okay.
The mic is yours.
I know you want. Thank you. I know you want to go quietly, but really, your life speaks volumes. Your personality is not the quiet waters, but the ruffling waves before the drowned stream rapids, telling us of what lies ahead, what dangers are there. Just past the smooth, glassy reflection of overhanging trees and skies of white clouds and fallen leaves circling in the eddies. You are deep and cool on a hot, sultry summer's day, and for you to go quietly, well, that just isn't right. Though not with bravado, not with seeking attention, but simply bubbling and simmering with your life force. And when that transition comes, it will be grand and tragic, sad and joyful, head shaking, hand wringing. And it will fill us all with gratitude for having made your acquaintance. We will rejoice for falling under your spell and for being better people because of knowing you. You are my friend, my dear, creative, living and loving, accepting and encouraging friend. I never in my life called anyone ma, mother, mom, mama, not without some inner dialogue or caveat, but you, mama, are a special case, and I love you for being you. In peace.
Wow.
I'm speechless.
Wow. You know,
it's not only beautiful poetry. I mean, the poetic sense of it all just really is touching me. And like, and then she says she's not a poet.
I know. Well,
what?
I get around Mama and sometimes them.
You better stop that sentence.
Okay.
The devil is a lie. You are a poet, Maggie. By every description of a definition of the word.
Yes. So
the two of you together, that was just a beautiful, beautiful sharing. Mama was your Jeff Sloat. It showed some, at first, kind of a scary part of Revelations with, you know, the reminder of the death when you put it all into your mind. Then you show a little surrender in that piece. But yes, with all, you're still showing some joy, knowing that God's with you.
Right.
When you called his precious name, you know, everything's okay. And then Maggie came in with her piece, and which to me spoke of prophecy. It was a very, very prophetic prophetic piece. And your writing is so visual. I really appreciated that as well, Maggie. Don't ever say you're not a poet. Anytime your words can a hearer or reader of your words can go somewhere, you can transpose them somewhere else. You're using the gift that God gave you of words. And you are a poet.
Yes, you do.
I appreciate the two of you for coming through with that.
Thank you, Paul. And, Paul, you know what? I have plenty of tributes in my repertoire, but that one is one of the better ones, and I have never felt so elated just from listening to somebody saying anything like that about me.
Something that beautiful, Mama, that beautiful was birthed from the, shall we say, the fog that you were in when you were in that situation with COVID, and you wrote that.
Yeah, I wrote mine, and then she wrote her. I asked her
She wrote to yours,
exactly. Yeah. And she wrote to that. I asked her to edit my piece, and I said, Maggie, to me, I was telling her, I said, it reminds me like the Holocaust, like the vaccination. I have so many people
right.
that died that I know. I never had any other disease take my friends away from me, you know, and I'm still here. You know, and you already know my daughter, she left a long time ago, and then my mother left before the COVID came out, too. So it was like, you know, the rest of us here, what are we going to be subjected to? You know, then this new disease that's out now, the Omicron or whatever. I mean, I don't want to go with the crowd.
I want to be. I want to go by myself.
You want to live your life to the end. Yeah.
You know what? Hey, Van, right. Would you agree with me on this? I don't care if I'm alone by or by myself. When it's my time to go, I'm ready to go because I know where I'm going.
Right, but I'm just saying with this thing, I don't want
my
to play. I don't want
to. Is the only thing that really just touches me.
That's true.
Ooh, can't
that's
touch
true,
that.
But I don't want to be.
I think
we're.
I was going to say, I think she just don't want to go with the crowd of people that's going. She went her own time.
Right.
I don't
want to
be just, like the Holocaust. You know, when I was stationed in Germany, I was at one of Hitler's airfields. And outside in Nuremberg, they have just like mounds of dirt with a plaque on it that says, here in German, here lies 2,000 Jews.
Right.
When she said that, I got that image. I understand completely. But what pushed through all of that was, I don't care. That's where I'm going.
Right.
But
yeah,
I understand
you better
completely.
Be careful.
Mama,
careful. Hey, wait a minute, Paul. Be careful.
Uh-huh.
I don't want you out there shoveling. I don't want you out there shoveling no more snow now.
Uh-oh.
You got to come out them pockets. Come out them pockets and pay somebody. Now you ain't no youngster no more. You get out there.
Tell them.
I need you in my life. Want to go. I don't want my friends leaving here either. Now you either. Y'all be careful.
Sure.
Right, yes,
absolutely. I ain't shoveling no snow.
Thanks.
I'm too
okay,
old.
Baby. That's my son. That's my son right there. He said he ain't getting out there shoveling no snow.
If you wait long enough, you'll get a knock at the door. Some kids with a shovel. Sir, ma'am, can I shovel your snow?
You
most certainly can. You most certainly can.
Wait till the sun
comes
out.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I love you all. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you, Maggie.
You're
welcome.
Thank you, Maggie.
Welcome.
Yes.
You're very
Maggie,
welcome.
Please,
thank you so much.
Stranger.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome to come. We're here every Sunday night, 9 p.m., the same number.
9 p.m., okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
You're welcome.
God bless you both. One love, one mic. Man, I tell you, Mama O always brings on so some really awesome people.
Yes, she does.
I don't know where she'd be finding them all. She got some kind of flyer out. Seeking phenomenal poets.
I know that's right.
And speaking of phenomenal poets, we have one caller left with their hands raised. And I'm going to let you be the judge of whether you think this brother is a phenomenal poet, an awesome poet. I'm going to let you be the judge of this character.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have none other than Mr. Automatic Charismatic on the mic.
What? Mr. Automatic?
Are you with us, my brother? Sound like you sleep.
Sound like you sleep.
Is that a snore?
That is a snore.
You know, I'm going to leave more for just a second. Y'all hear that? But that still to me is the sound of dedication. My man drives a truck, doesn't he, Van?
He does, indeed.
Okay, so he's out on the highways and the byways, but he listens to us and he raises his hand. But sometimes he's in one of those pulled-off states, and I would imagine that all the miles take his toll. But he called in, and he tried. So as we close your mic, my brother, God bless you. One love, one mic, and we appreciate you for your.
Oh, is he there? You woke now, brother? You woke now? You woke? You sure?
Hello? Okay, shake it off.
Shake it off, brother. Shake it off, man. Shake it off. We had you open. People heard you snoring, bro.
Hello? Sure did. Hey, what's going on, my brother?
What's,
yeah, we heard you. Wipe the drool from the corner of your mouth. Come on.
Wipe the drool, brother.
Hey, can you hear me?
You awake now? Yeah,
we
hear
you. Can you hear
we
us?
We heard you snoring.
Oh, okay.
Can't we hear you?
We heard you snoring, man. We heard you going in, brother.
Oh, wow.
But But we were grateful for that. We were just talking about how, you know, you're still here.
The two freestylers, you know.
Oh, Lord, maybe we should have left them sleep, man.
Maybe we should have let them sleep, yeah.
You know how y'all do.
We should have let
but
you sleep.
It ain't about us right now. It ain't about us right now, my brother.
Right.
It's anointed you.
To get the cobwebs out of his mind right now, man.
Yeah, I see it, bro. I see it. He's still a little delusional.
Okay, yeah, exactly. All right, my brother. I'm not going to hold you long because I want you to get your rest. So what did you bring for us tonight?
You know, I brought my mind. So
okay. Can't ask for much more than that, can you? And what is your mind going to share with us tonight?
A poem called I'm Lost. All right.
Mike is yours, Jay.
It's yours.
I feel love. I feel the protection. I feel everything. I feel like love is like in the wind. God, there's something in your word that I defend. I'm lost in such a way. Words and that I carry on much love and display. I'm lost. I'm more deep than I'm lost. For the truth is never false. And I'm going to keep going for whatever it costs because I'm lost. I don't want to be found that would take me away from my mission. Now listen, I'm lost. I fell in love more deep into what you had me to do. I'm lost. In it all, I'm lost with my gift. I'm lost as my bird starts to shift. This is a time, this is a moment, this is a day of praise. In many ways, it changes our lives forever. We are to hold it together, to do something great for one another, to have love for one another. See, I'm lost, I'm so deep, forever it costs, and everything with the thought that I know where the blessings come from. I'm so lost and deep with all the direction and everything. When I see the blessings in my reflection, I'm lost. And they're all that I ever wanted, that I'm lost. What's the cost? What's the daily prayer? Love is near, it's never any prayer. Failure. I thank you, God, through it all, in the test of time, in this day of this life. God, I know I shine. In your words, I've been lost. And I don't want to be found. Because I remember you what yesterday was. Now you have me in another day. Blessing among blessings. Things that we are addressing. We always pray. And I'm lost. Because your love is always here. I'm lost, so I want to be with you. I'm lost, and I'm never coming back. I'm lost. Love is just so wonderful. I'm lost. Through it all, God, I'm lost. Because when it comes to your word, I'm in love with you. It's automatic, charismatic, the lyrical engine. Till you get in, I'm all in, fucking dry.
Amen. I can hear you crying out in that piece, my brother. But you also speak about it in that piece. You know where, how to get unlost, even though you may not want to. You just have to give it to God and trust in Him. Blessings of your reflections. But you thank God through it all, you still know that He's there. So no matter how lost you are, there is a guiding light. Just
what was that movie? what is that movie? With Carol Ann.
Poltergeist,
yes. They say go to the light, yes. Go to that light, that shining light. Thank you, because I could not bring that movie to my mind to save my life. But go to the light.
Know, that's old school right there.
He's going to bring you to that. Yes, he's going to bring you through, no matter how lost you are. But I appreciate the transparency in that piece. God bless you, my brother. I appreciate that. Van.
Hey, man. Yeah, lost. There's a lot we can get lost in, lost about.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely just do what you just did tonight, man. Just cry out
right.
to him and talk to him and let him know. I mean, he already knows what you got going on, but when I know one of my kids and done something wrong, I'm more inclined to be more forgiving or more understanding when they come and they admit it or they come and they discuss it with me versus if I have to discuss it with them. So the last thing you want to do is have God come discuss something with you while you're in this lost state, because he wants to be able to give you the desires of your heart. He wants to be able to allow you to be where you want to be, but, you know, don't make him come do it for you, because he might break you all the way down just so he can build you up.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And,
yes.
But you just keep crying out to him, brother. Keep letting him know your desires, man. Keep talking to him. It's okay. You know, I've said that probably like 4 or 5 times tonight. It's okay. And when it comes to God, it truly is okay, man, because he wants you to talk to him. He wants you to express
mm-hmm.
yourself to him. So just keep doing that. Just keep doing it.
Amen. You know what? You know, even though I freestyle, you know, I just see how blessed you all are. You know, God just bless you all, the freestyle to the world. I'm such a fan of these two freestylers. You know, y'all do it. Y'all make it look so easy.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know what? Yeah. I need to go back to sleep. You need to rest.
Yeah, man. Go ahead and get you some more rest, man. Go on back to sleep. Yeah, go ahead and back to sleep.
automatic. Boy, I tell you, you're special. But my brother, I love you, bro. And I appreciate you coming here tonight. but we gonna get your freestyling behind over into the Praise Lounge, because this thing we have like 7 minutes before we enter into overtime, so we want to move things along a little bit. But my brother, thank you for coming through with that piece and that final laugh. God bless you, my brother. One love, one mic.
One love for my freestylers.
Look,
he ain't gonna quit, is he, man?
He not.
Oh man. But he was talking. He was talking about Van. I just want to put that out there. So, Van, since we're coming up to that 11 o'clock hour, we have no more hands raised. How would you like to do me the honor and the favor of telling the folk about what Epiphany got going on?
Oh, man, it'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Do What You Like, Mr. Metaphoria and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night's going to be the War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night's the Love Zone, Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night is going to be the Get Down, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night's going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night show is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday for another edition of the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And yes, I neglected to say that I'm your host for Saturday night. Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. But I might switch it up because we actually haven't done Romantic Sensual Saturday in a while. So stay tuned. We may do that instead. All right? Paul, back to you.
Ruh-roh.
I said romantic, romantic, sensual.
Yeah, I
not romantic, sexual. You know, we got to clarify for some folk. We got to clarify for some folk. You know?
This is true. This is true. And sometimes that still doesn't get through. But I thought I might have to come to that because that was a good platform. It really was. I had fun with that. But what we're going to do now in these final moments, I'm going to give my closing remarks. I'm going to hand the mic over to my brother, Van Meadows, for his closing remarks. Then I'm going to pray us out, and I'm going to play one last song, It Ain't Over. So, that being said, I want to thank everybody for coming through this evening. I just want to remind everybody the importance of giving them the flowers while they live. Letting those persons that have impacted your life know that they have. You know, there's nothing sadder than after someone transitions and we got the woulda, coulda, shouldas. Oh, I wish I had a, you know. Let's eliminate them. Tell that person you love them. You appreciate them. You learn from them. You know, you draw strength from them. Let them know. We definitely find that it only grows our relationship because now they feel a little bit stronger or more justified in what they do. You know? We got to start communicating with one another. Go old school again. Take it way back to the old days, you know, when we showed we loved each other. Now I'm going to turn the mic back over to Van for his final remarks and our public service announcement,
and I
pray us out.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are here and you don't know this God, Jesus, that we talk about, please connect with myself or Paul Sampson so that we can usher you into the presence of the Lord. We can't make the choice for you. You have to make that choice to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. If you expect to go to glory, the Bible says the only way to enter into heaven is through His Son. Paul or myself will be happy to show you those words written in the Word of God, written by man, but it is the true, authentic, inspired Word of God. They're not our words, but we'll be happy to show you. Or if you just need prayer, you know, let us know. We got you. You know, we will pray for you. But we wouldn't be who we are if we didn't tell you about Christ. Paul, back to you.
Now, if you all would just join me at this phone. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight thanking you, Father, for your visitation with us this evening. Father God, as we depart from each other, but never from your presence, Father God, I ask that you would bless us with your hedge of protection, Father God. Guide us as we go our own separate ways. Father God, we know these are very, very, very painful times that we're living in, times that draw a lot of questions, a lot of fears. Father God, I want to hold up Crenshaw family right now, Father God, the family of George Alexander, Lord, Ms. VIP, Mark Reynolds, the Canyons and Rivers families, and all of the families that are being touched by these times. Father God, I just ask that your peace would be amongst these people, Father God, to give them peace and understanding through the process, whatever it is, Father God, that you would have your will. And we'll be sure to give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, Lord. We love you. And it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I know the odds look sad against you. there's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, a miracle. So just know it ain't over until God says it's over. It ain't over until God says it's done. No, 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 no. It ain't over until God says it's over. Keep fighting until your victory is won.
Impossible.
God's opportunity.
God's chance.
Show up.
It ain't over. I don't care what you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. That said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. That said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say.